Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 285 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me clue you in on what it's like to listen to us. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like cotton candy. Let me explain. At first, you get a whiff of that sweet breeze hitting your nostrils. Then you walk over to the stand and you order that large bag of a treat. You eat it all up and you think, well, this is just the best thing that I've ever experienced. I must have more. Before you know it, you're getting a bag a day, and after a month, you got 15 cavities. That's 8-Bit. You have been warned. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who once took a cotton candy fight too far.
How does one take it too far?
Tell the story.
We decided to do a shirtless cotton candy fight, right? And after about 45 minutes of just ruthless beating the shit out of each other, I don't know if you know this, but cotton candy starts to dissolve when it gets wet. So with the mixture of our blood and sweat and tears with the cotton candy, we ended up pinned to the floor.
I remember.
This is all true.
I remember because I was there and I was like licking it off of your skins and I was like,
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that was gross because it was like, it was salty and sweet,
right?
Because of the sweat,
mm-hmm. And I was like,
and a little bit of iron too, because of the blood.
I just wanted to experience all of you. Gross. What is the most you've ever eaten cotton candy? Like, how much cotton candy have you consumed in one sitting?
I've never tried to go for a record. I usually just be happy off the, like, whatever, like, cone they make from it, you know?
Okay.
That's about it. That's all I've ever went for in one sitting.
So you've downed a whole thing of cotton candy. Let me ask you. Okay. So let me take this a little bit broader here. What's the one treat that you can sit and just eat in one setting and just like, then when you're at the end of it, you look down at the bag and you're just really disappointed with yourself, but at the same time, you're just like, well, it was delicious. But
That's every day of my life is what you're describing here.
So it doesn't matter what.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, candy-wise, like, I mean, I could usually go through, like, you know what, the Midwestern charm of the Muddy Buddies? Like, the Chex Muddy Buddies?
Where oh,
it's like
yeah.
Peanut butter and chocolate with, like, a sugar powder mm-hmm. on top of them.
Yeah,
like those, I could sit there and like the Chex Mix ones, I could eat the whole bag and then like one sitting.
My wife makes those every Christmas. She makes all that and I just sit there and just, when she's looking, I just grab one at a time and I'm like, these are delicious. But when she turns her head, scooping with my whole
hand. She turns back around, your mustache looks like Scarface.
Just Muddy Buddy. Scarface. Yeah. That's what they called me in high school.
That's okay. Not a quailo, she'll love me in the morning.
Doug, do you indulge in any?
I don't necessarily indulge, but like I like Gobstoppers.
Mm. Man, you had this ready to go. Except your advertisement was upside down.
Gobstoppers?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I really like them.
Oh my god!
They're multiplying. Two boxes. They're multiplying. Don't feed them after midnight.
I guess
that I've had those for a while. I've actually had these. Have been sitting here on like next to my desk for like about 3 or 4 months now. Mm-hmm. If I open a box, I'll eat the box. Like, mm-hmm. and then I instantly regret everything because it's just like straight sugar,
pure sugar.
Yeah, and so
you did get addicted to those healthy snacks for a little while. I remember you were like, I ate a whole bag.
Oh yeah, the Nature Box stuff. Those were really fucking good too. I stopped ordering it as much, and so I just haven't in a while.
Yeah.
But I just,
those are good too.
I always love how like the food companies could try to like play it off. They're like, oh, there's like 2.5 servings in this box. I'm like, bitch, please. That's one serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine
just
is
give it to me straight.
Mine has got to be probably, I can sit in a whole, eat a whole bag of gummy bears. And I just love gummy bears. They're the best. So,
yeah.
And then like there's a place, there's a store. I forgot the name of it, but once or twice a year they come in and they bring in like these really fresh gummy bears. Like they catch them from the sea. They bring them in.
and they freeze them on the ship.
They got them frozen on the ship, but then they come in and they're put on ice and in the store. They're just right up front, and they're like, you know, these gummy bears are in season. Just caught them. And I just grab pounds of them. They're just wonderful. Nothing like fresh gummy bears.
You seen that scene from like the Goosebumps commercial, the new Goosebumps movie with the little gummy bears, uh-huh. and then they start attacking people.
Yeah. I personally prefer organic gummy bears.
I really like those sugar-free ones when I really need to take a shit.
Those local farmer local. I like to support local farmers when I get my gummy bears.
Dude, when I went to look at the sugar-free section of everything because of this diet, I was like, I go, oh man, sugar-free, that's the way to go. And then I read the box and it was like, this product could act as a laxative. I'm sorry, what?
Does it have like a Lestra in it or something?
I don't know what's in it, but it will make you poop.
Yeah, it's like that's what the whole joke about the sugar-free gummy bears. Like, there's some on Amazon that you can find, and all the reviews are like, "I ate these and I shit like
my brains
everything out of my body." Yeah. Like, do not buy. Will cause shits.
Will cause shits. Five yeah. stars.
Yeah, five that's stars. Even part of like the plot of American Vandal season two with the lemonade is that the sugar used in those is the same sugar used in those gummy bears.
Good Lord. Speaking of shitting and gummy bears, Kev, why don't you read off those subscriptions?
That's a weird one. Let's see here. Mo subscribed for 2 months, and he says, "Wee, Mo Betty." Gadzooks subscribed for 2 months and said, "It said I should share." Okay, cool. Well, sure. And then Clawhammer comes up the rear and subscribes using Prime.
Excuse me, what?
He's here. He or she is here. They are here. Clawhammer, thank you for the subscription. And with all three of you.
Hey, that's please. Not Clawhammer, by the way.
Yeah.
Clamhammer.
There it is.
Have I been saying Clawhammer this whole time?
Yes.
I maybe that's like a wrestler I'm thinking of. Like, that'd be an awesome wrestler name. Like, Clawhammer. Got a clobber. Back on. So Clamhammer has subscribed using Prime.
And then we also got a bit from Gadzooks starting the taking that number one spot with one bit.
Oh, snap. The war has begun.
And we want to say to you guys, if you like what you're listening to, if we have made you laugh in any way, well, come get some more. Come get all of it. We've got 285 hours plus of entertainment. And all you have to do is subscribe to us right on Audio Boom. They are our main sponsor. They provide all the airwaves for us to get to you, the listener. If you don't want to use Audio Boom, you're more than welcome to find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, or wherever else that you find a podcast. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, we record our show live on Twitch every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central. So if you can make it to a live recording, you can get in on the chat. You can hear people. Or hear people. You can hear us while talking to people right now. They're talking about ruling the chat and having right now we have a Clawhammer reference. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Come join us, okay? If you can't make it to a live show and you still say, man, all these fans seem really cool to hang out with, because we do name drop a whole bunch of people who do hang out in chat on a show. And if you want to meet those people, if you want to meet us and talk to us, you can do that over on our Discord channel. If you don't know what Discord is, it's an app. That brings people together. It's a great chat program, and also voice chat program as well. If you want to play video games with other people, it is very popular. I'm sure you've heard of it, but you can join the Discord. All that information is on the website at www.the8bitgeek.com. You find all that and more right on the website, along with events. We are announcing that we are closing down one event a week. You know, we're taking away Thursdays.
One event a week.
We're taking away Thursday events. Now It's going to be Wednesdays and Fridays. So we still have two nights. We have WoW Wednesdays, and then this Friday we're going to do the return of Brawlhalla. And yeah. So make sure you jump on that. It's going to be 8 p.m. Central Time. Come join us, play some video games, and then we are going to bring back, but we're going to start doing more 8-Bit Geek tournaments as well to have you turn up and turn out. Can I say that?
I don't know.
Can I? I don't know, man. That's questionable. That okay? Judges.
Can I run that
by the legal department? No. Okay. Just got word. No, I cannot say that. but you could check all that info out. Join us there. It's a lot of fun. We do have some other shows on the network that you can check out. We have 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas Drop Kicks and Dives. We have Brainberry Tarts. And we're working on another one. This is the second week. We're teasing it. But I don't know how far along we are. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You should definitely stay tuned for more of that. Let's talk a little bit about Patreon. And why do we talk about Patreon? Well, it allows us to reach more people. It allows us to do cool things for the fans, and it allows us to, what else does it allow us to do? I don't want to mention the orgies.
Yeah. Or the, not the expensive dinners we take ourselves out to.
I don't want to mention the car rentals either, but what I will edit this out, right? Yeah, that's fine. We do purchase new equipment with it. We did purchase just a round of new microphones for 8-Bit Saga. And of course, we try to take care of all the shows on the network, and all of your money, all your hard-earned money that you give to us goes right back into the 8-Bit Geek. And it goes towards a lot of great things. We're pretty transparent about money around here. We don't like to bullshit our fans. And I think people can sniff that from a mile away when we do. Or if anybody does, really. So we want to say thank you every month that we do it. I think next week, we didn't do a reading of names this month, but I think next week's show, let's do a fun one. That's on the first.
And we'll just do it twice.
Yeah, like, we'll read them through twice next week.
Oh, God.
Because Doug loves that.
Yeah.
It'll take so long.
But we do have...
That's our episode.
We do have a great fan base, and for as little as $5 a month, you can earn some extra content that we're giving you, and it's a lot of fun. We try to give you as much as we can. I know that Doug is working on a couple 8-Bit Saga things to release onto the network as well, I mean, onto the Patreon, as well as Kevin is working on a couple things as well.
What?!
Mm-hmm. I got some stuff and things in the works.
Well, I'm gonna talk about mine. I'm gonna talk about what 8-Bit Saga is working on, a web comic, like graphic novel sort of thing that was gonna be a Patreon exclusive at first, and it looks fucking sick. It looks so cool. Really, I'll throw good. Up a picture in the Q&A at the end, so you guys can kind of get a little tease of what it looks like. But it looks so fucking cool.
It does. So. It looks awesome. And then we're also still, listen, we promised you a cooking show. We're still going to deliver a cooking show. My whole surgery thing kind of pushed things out a little bit, but it's still going to happen. Okay. So stay tuned for that. New episodes will come, and we'll make sure that we get that content out to you. Without further ado, we have so much show to give you guys, and we've taken up so much time already. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
We're going to do Misconnections. Everybody loves it. Because every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up. And this week's, all three of them are brought to you by Franca. Franca sent Yay! In all of these wonderful misconnections for us to read.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Oh my God. Brandini reminded us that all three of these have to be read. And you're doing Eddie Block. Doug, I'm doing Bane. And Kev, did you had to come up with one, didn't you? Yeah.
Your mic is muted, you fucking idiot.
Unmute your mic.
No, I was just saying that I don't remember. I was mouthing. That's totally what was going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't remember having to do one. Or I was Jessica Alba.
That's right. Yeah. You were Jessica Alba.
I don't know how.
All right. Well, figure it out. You got a couple minutes. Doug, take it away.
First off, I want to thank Shadow Joker for the sub that just came in.
Thank you. 3 months.
Thanks. Kevin, your microphone. You keep talking. We can't
because
hear.
I am testing my Jessica Alba, please.
Okay. I see I you saying you stuff. I see you saying stuff, but it's like I don't hear him.
I know, because I was testing stuff. Off my back, Dad.
All right. Eddie, how was it? Eddie Brock. Yeah. From Long Island.
Block.
All right. Block. Oh man, how's he say? Oh God, I have to hold on. I have to get into the Eddie Brock like thing. Oh shit. What does he say in the trailer?
Oh. He's like a yo reporter. I'm a reporter.
I'm a reporter.
Things are happening here.
Things are getting really fucking dark in San Francisco. Yeah. All right.
Oh yeah, and he's like, we shouldn't hurt people.
We shouldn't hurt people. We don't eat people, Venom. I'm such a mouth, Eddie Brock.
Oh yeah. Man.
ZS work. I don't know what it is. We have a big age gap. But I find you attractive for some reason.
Oh, no.
Ever since you wore those fitted jeans, I saw that lovely backside.
Oh, Brock.
I know that you're a devout Christian, but I want to commit a lot of sin with you.
With you?
No.
It could be our little secret. Text me. You have my number, Eddie Brock.
I like it. All right, I had to do Bane. Let me get my Bane.
Oh. There he is. The plaid shirt and Freddy's. Freddy's on the bar. Around 10 a.m. Saturday. In Freddy's on the bar. You were wearing a plaid shirt. And there was a child in your cot. Grandchild, I'm guessing. Your hubby was in one of those power cots.
Oh my God.
Your shirt was mostly unbuttoned and revealing a nice view. You were descending on some fruit, and I clearly noticed. You opened your shirt a little more. Get back to me if you're in need of some extra attention. I am looking for an ongoing thing with a woman who's looking for the same.
Oh, no.
Well, that got weird.
That was a good Bane.
All right. Where's this Jessica Alba?
Hi, I'm Jessica Alba. You may remember me from Idle Hands and Sin City.
Okay.
In Sin City 2. And
Fantastic Four 1 and 2.
We don't talk about. No, those are the good Fantastic Fours. Or at least not the worst ones. Okay. This one's at the Valley Cinema, Sunday. Aurora Flowers. Wasila! I saw you at... I don't know why I'm singing. Saw you at Valley Cinema on Sunday around 1 p.m.
I love that it's just... I love that it's transformed just back into Kevin's voice.
Yeah.
What if I oh, fuck. You are a florist and work with Aurora Flowers. I know, that sucks. I find you to be quite fetching. Been crushing on you for a long time. Hit me up if you're attracted and interested in being ravished by a wolf man. Sincerely, Jessica Alba. Ow!
Oh, man.
Conversations.
I'm sad you didn't also read the name that was actually attached to that.
I was going under the moniker Wolfie T. Wolfman.
I like at the end when you said conversations, you just turned into King Candy.
Yeah.
Sorry, right? I was mid-cough. I was smoking a Marlboro before this.
King Candy.
I'm Jessica Alba. And you're not.
Oh, so good. That was good. That was a good week. Those will have to go into the wheelhouse. Everybody's.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, let's talk some box office. Some box office. The House with a Clock in the Walls.
Oof.
Came out this week, and it only grossed $26
million. Yeah.
Which, it's a slow weekend for movies.
It's a very slow week. Yeah, there was A Simple Favor in its second week, only pulled in $10 million. The Nun in its third week, $10 million. The Predator in its second week had a huge drop off, only making $9 million. Hey, that Fahrenheit 11.9 came out. $3 million. Dollars.
That's probably more than what it cost to make it.
I'm sure it still made a profit, but Michael Moore usually grosses around $24 million box office. Yeah. His 9/11. His 9/11 one grossed $100 million. That's his biggest.
Did it open the limited theaters, or was it a full release? Because I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Full release.
Huh. So. Well, there you go. Sorry, bro.
Let's talk, guys. Let's talk. Let's talk Hollywood. Jay Leno. Hey, everybody. So Disney. Disney wants to slow down on Star Wars movies, guys. It's a big headline this week because we didn't know that one already.
Yeah, no, I call complete bullshit. They don't want to slow down on anything.
I think so. I see, but that's the thing that kind of worries me is the fact. Okay, so you have these releases that have done pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Even Solo did pretty damn good. I mean, it wasn't a huge failure. And but to Disney, I guess it is, because if it's not grossing $1 billion, then it's not doing its job.
Yeah.
But I see this as I say that, you know, if we don't get two a year, we may get one a year now when they say slowing things down. I would say that they are missing a great opportunity here, which I don't think that they've really looked at. They can have their big tentpole movie with the releases of the saga or even a new trilogy. And then they can do kind of a smaller film like Solo and have it have that feeling of being a kind of independent, grittier kind of movie to where the expectations aren't so high. And and now it's just like you're setting yourself up even for higher expectations, because now you're saying that every movie has to live up to what the current trilogy is doing, which is, you know, $1 billion of film.
Yeah.
So I think I think it's a misstep. I think that they should still press on and have have one of these, Star Wars stories every year. I think they're a lot of fun and, you know, you're still making a pretty good profit off of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't think it dilutes the other films in the franchise, you know, because Solo came out, did good, but then, you know, episode eight came out, still smashed every freaking record.
Oh yeah.
So it's not hurting it by putting these movies out.
No, and it looks like based on the quote that they're still going to be releasing everything that's been announced to this point. I mean, they're saying that, like, obviously they're still working on Abrams the last episode 9.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The guys from Game of Thrones are still working on their thing. And it just, I think the problem also came from, you know, and we talked about this before, like the fact that they wanted Solo out in May so fucking badly that I think in the end it ended up hurting the film. I think the movie was great. I loved it. Mm-hmm. We watched it actually on Friday. And it was still a lot of fun. And in the article, Iger is saying that, like, he's the one who made the decision as when to release stuff. And I think that's what may have, quote unquote, hurt the movie, you know, because again, like these movies have been, with episode 7, Rogue One, episode 8 have all been holiday releases. And so releasing in May, I think, It may have been what, quote unquote, again, hurt them in a way. I don't know. But it still looks like they're still planning on making everything else, including like the new Clone Wars, the trilogy that Ryan Johnson.
They didn't even mention him though in that article. Isn't that fun? When Bob
he didn't mention that right, but it says the trilogy has also been announced under Ryan Johnson, a series produced by Jon Favreau, which that's still happening. Clone Wars cartoon, which is obviously still happening, as well as standalone movies about Obi-Wan and Boba Fett. So like it sounds like that those are still in the works, because he says that they still. But the thing, I think we're not going to see two a year. I think we're going to see one a year, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Make it your December movie. Make it, because it's always around that Christmas holiday. Make it that December movie.
Yeah, exactly. And just own the box office around the holidays.
Yeah, and they have such an extended universe. They are not hurting for content. Like, they can release whatever they want. They could do Call of Duty style. I have like fucking all these different teams working on different versions, so that way they have at least like a 2 or 3 year gap between what they want to do for their next movie.
Yeah, exactly. So you have like the next, like, you know, the Ryan Johnson trilogy, and then that comes out every other year, and in between is like your Boba Fett and your Obi-Wan movie in between those. And another thing, like, again, you know, some of these projects like the Favreau series, the Clone Wars cartoon, like all that stuff is planned for their streaming service.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that doesn't affect your movie timeline at all.
Kevin Feige is going to be going. Oh, here's another. Get that out of here, you little fruit fly. Stupid thing is my
I was
face.
Wondering what you were doing this whole time. Like, you just kept like swatting the air.
I swear to God, this one fruit fly only comes out when I do a show on Monday night. It like hides out. It hibernates for 6 days, and then on the 7th, it's just like, hey, I'm going to pop my head out, and
it's
I cannot catch it. Kevin Feige is going to be taking over the X-Men movies, and I mean, that we figured that was going to happen.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if it's falling under Marvel, of course he's going to be in charge of it. Yeah. Now, I did see also that, you know, the planned movies are still supposed to be released, so New Mutants and Dark Phoenix. And I even saw today that a Dark Phoenix trailer should be dropping soon.
Nice.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a Marvel female superhero series coming to ABC.
Nice. Okay. Go on.
From the Wonder Woman writer.
Nice. Okay. You got my
attention. That should be a lot of fun. Hey, I'm glad that they're not putting it on the streaming service, because I feel like that would get a lot of backlash, right? They're like, oh, so women can't be on network TV. That's what you're saying. No. So it's going to be coming to ABC. And it's going to be
like Jeff Loeb is also involved, who is doing the Netflix Marvel series. He's one of the executive producers over there. Also, he's written some of my favorite like Batman comics.
I love
Jeff Loeb.
Nice. They're saying that the best option appears to be A-Force. So... I don't know what A-Force is, so I couldn't.
A-Force had something to do. They launched around the Secret Wars, so which is amazing, because this could all tie in, seeing as Captain Marvel is going to introduce the Skrulls. So with that said, it's going to introduce the Secret Wars, and then this can be
tied into it.
Yeah, tied into it.
Awesome.
If you think about it. And that's like, yeah, She-Hulk and Medusa and shit like that. Dude, oh, God. Kind of gets me hyped just thinking about that. The whole Secret Wars storyline was so much fun. And that's what originally led to Civil War in the comics. So it's kind of sucks that the MCU kind of did things backwards. But still, I'm looking forward to this.
All this information came out from Marvel and Disney. It's been a big week. Disney streaming service also announced that they're going to feature Loki and Scarlet Witch TV shows with the actors from the movies to come back in and play those roles. How about that? No?
Cool. No, I'm cool. I'm trying not to, you know, spoil. Surely everyone's seen Infinity War at this point.
Right?
So spoilers ahoy. Loki died, so I'm curious where this is going to fall into place, but I'm excited for it because I love Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I mean, but you have a rich history of him, you know.
Thousands of years of history.
Right? Yeah. So you could play with that character for infinity.
Yeah.
And he'd be fine.
But the thing is, you never know when Loki dies. I know, just because, once again,
Ain't no one dead. Listen, I will go on a rant right now, and I will have a rant this week about how shitty Marvel MCU is about deaths and how, God damn it, there are no consequences to these films, and there should be. We should have at least had 5 people die already throughout this whole 10 years of Marvel.
There is consequences. Don't care. Lost Quicksilver.
No, there's not. Quicksilver. Woo-wee!
Woo-wee!
Hey, in defense of Quicksilver, he was fucking awesome in the X-Men series. Evan Peters as Quicksilver was fucking amazing.
Okay, but this
having
isn't that
kick
series.
Ass as Quicksilver, not so great.
Yeah, I mean, we should have there should have been some and everybody knows going into the next Avengers movie that fucking mostly ever if I swear to God, if the original 5 don't die, I'm going to throw a table. And I'm for real this time.
Note to self, don't go see Infinity Wars 2 with Jeremy.
Oh, it's not that I want it to happen. It's just that these movies have not evoked any feeling out of me when somebody's in danger, because I know that it's not real and somebody is, and no one's going to get hurt. No one dies. Everyone comes back. It's all great and grand. Whee! Fuck.
This is a good fan theory. Winters was saying there's a conspiracy theory that he actually pretended to be Hulk in order to get transported to Earth. And that's why Bruce couldn't transform into Hulk, because it's actually Loki, and Loki cannot actually replicate the strength of the Hulk.
But then Hulk came right in. Where did the Hulk come from?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
When Hulk showed up.
Hulk showed up, yeah. And then all of a sudden Bruce Banner isn't there anymore. So how do you explain that one?
Well, I don't know if he showed up entirely. Did he bust out of the suit entirely? We know we saw him like starting to transform. He was like, come on, big guy. Rawr, no. Come on. No. Yeah. So
who knows? I mean, I just don't think Loki's dead. They won't keep him dead. He's too much of a trickster, like even to where he'll trick the actual audience, which is us, you know?
Yes, it was actually Hulk, because he grabbed the big dog or whatever the hell it was from the tail and swung it around. And he had the power to do that. Loki doesn't have that power. So get out of here with that, Wintress.
I'm sure they'll bring him back. Cause again, Loki is the infamous trickster. So I'm sure he'll be, I'm sure he conned his way out of there somehow, but I don't think it was through the Hulk.
Yeah.
Cause that means where the fuck is the Hulk?
Yeah.
He's still back on. No, wait, no, he, that,
no, that would have blown up. Screwed. Now everyone, they're going to fix all of it, and no one's going to have died except for hopefully all the originals. All take them all.
I think the originals will die because they have to get rid of them somehow. Sorry, not all the originals. Iron Man, they will never kill off Iron Man because he's too important to the legacy. And I maintain that he will be the leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever they decide to call it. And he will lead the new crew as the Avengers. He'll just, do cameos and be the new Denzel Washington.
What? Samuel L. Jackson. Hell.
Netflix is in talks for a Diablo animated series. No excitement for that one?
What's that?
If it's Blizzard doing the animation, I'd be down for it.
Why? You're not,
because Blizzard does amazing animation.
Okay, but they only do like 5 minute spots at a time. You think they can do? You think they can handle 30 minutes at a time?
No, I think it's going to be in the same, like, they even mentioned Castlevania animated series, which season 2 comes out in October.
That's way anime though. That's like a super anime.
Yeah,
anime.
But it's going to be it'll be the same.
I'd watch it. I like Diablo. I've played through Diablo 3 at least a dozen times.
What?
With different characters. Yeah, because you level up the different like classes and everything like that. And then
you're done with the story, right? And then you're just like, all right.
Yeah, well, you just zoom through the story, but you have to go through that stuff to level up.
Can't do it. Can't dedicate that much time to the same story over and over. I respect you for it. I'm not putting you down for it.
I'm not offended.
I'm just saying that I couldn't do it. I much respect to you though. Space Jam 2. We haven't heard a lot of this film, but it's actually still happening. And there's a promo. There's a promo picture that went up, and I guess it's full steam ahead now. So Ryan Coogler is taking, he's going to be producing it.
Yeah, the Coogler.
So LeBron James is signed on. We got Bugs Bunny signed on. And that's all I know. But it's going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
Every time I hear the Coogler, I think of that episode of Community with the Meow Meow Beans. They had that dude, the Coogler. No? No, Doug?
No.
That one?
Oh.
I don't remember. All I can think of is Pop Pop. But
yeah, Magnitude.
What?
Oh.
Community.
Oh, sorry, guys. I missed out on that one again. That was before my time.
No.
What's it?
Nope. Nope. It's prime Donald Glover, man.
Yeah, it's like back in the 90s or late 80s.
No.
Late 80s.
Yeah.
It was Welcome Back, Kotter, and then Community.
He dyes his hair. Just
followed
you know.
By Taxi. So. It was an old TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
Let's see. There is, before we get into this. Oh, yeah, I guess we could talk about this. We've got 15 Joker movies, and we've got a lot of info coming out for one of them, which is kind of exciting. People are getting hyped up for it. Has everybody seen the picture and the video of Joaquin Phoenix with his makeup, with the Joker makeup on, and in the subway as well? Has everybody seen that?
I haven't seen the subway picture yet.
Oh, there's a video, of him. Yeah, the video of him in the subway. If you want to take a second and look that up, it's really fantastic. He's coming out. Yep. He's coming out, and he gives a classic Joker smile, and you're just like, oh, like it really hypes you back up, and you're just like, this could go somewhere. Even though I wasn't a huge fan of the makeup when I first saw it, and hopefully it's not the final makeup form, because I was like, oh, this is too much like a fucking clown, like an actual clown at a birthday party.
Yeah.
That's first impression of it. But after seeing it on actual film and watching it come towards you, you're just like, all right, I could do with this. This is all right. So, Kev, did
so
you
I'm
like
watching
it?
That's why I'm watching it. Hold on.
Okay. Doug's watching it. His eyes are...
Give us a play-by-play.
His eyes are fixated.
He's disgusted.
His mouth opened like he just experienced bad chocolate milk.
He's smiling.
Well, okay, so the video, it's like a cell phone. It looks like a cell phone video.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that.
It is a cell phone video, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can...
And he takes off a plastic mask?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spoiler
cool.
alert.
No, that's cool. Yeah, oh, yeah. The photos of it are a little bit better. Okay, so that, I guess that is his makeup then. Well, because remember we were talking about, like, is that going to be the final Joker makeup or not?
Mm-hmm.
Based on, again, some of the story and stuff that they're supposedly basing this on. So, okay. All right, I like it. I whatever. Anything's gonna be better than stupid Leto and his stupid. I just spit all over my.
Wow, head. Dude.
Stupid.
Great. Now we're never gonna have Joker. 30 seconds from Mars on our show. Good job, Doug.
No, it's a terrible Joker, and they're still moving forward with. I guess it's called Joker versus Harley Quinn. Like that's a movie that's being made. Yeah, it's like versus. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know, man. It's stupid. It's going to be
sounds like Infamous 2 or
it sounds like they have a contract where they have to make these movies or else, because why would they put out this crap when no one liked it the first time?
Yeah, I have no clue.
And then of course they have the Joker movie where he is an actual clown at birthday parties and he just hates his life. It's a comedy. He tries to turn
No, that's
around.
Not real, is it?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, it's like at this point I wouldn't put it past them.
So I am gonna talk a little bit before we get into the gaming news. I played a couple games. The company sent over a couple keys to us, and I played a game called Shadows Awakening. If you are a fan of Diablo, I invite you to try this game out. I personally, it's gotten pretty good reviews. I wasn't a fan of it. Now, for whatever reason, the game did not run right on my system. It was dragon ass, and it was I had some frame issues.
There's a dragon ass.
Yeah, I was going to say that's my new character's name, dragon ass.
There was definitely dragon ass. which was weird because I've never seen that in a video game before. I've seen it in a lot of guys, but.
Tell me one thing, though. You know, Mike might actually be the better person to ask about this. The dragon testicles. what, depending on the temperature, did they get bigger and smaller? Mike, if you're listening, if you could just chime in and let us know, that'd be great.
I could tell you right now, when he breathes fire, they go, they tuck up inside, kind of like a protectant or almost like a shotgun, like it just pushes the fire out. Because everyone knows that the fire of a dragon comes from its balls.
Everyone?
I am never getting a code from this company again.
Sorry. No, the dig on Mike was because he just is obsessed with the horse ball physics in Red Dead 2. He will not stop talking about it.
Every time he brings up Red Dead 2, it has something to do with horse genitalia.
Does he go to like the JFK footage where he's like pointing to a screen with a pointer?
I'm surprised if he knew how to work PowerPoint, we would get a PowerPoint presentation.
If he knew how to
I'm sure he does. Come on.
Okay. He and Deb would end up making it for him.
No.
He's in IT. I'm sorry. That's too far. That's too far, Doug. Bring it back in.
He's not here to defend himself. It's fine.
So, Shadow's Awakening.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The dragon ass. Continue.
The dragon ass. So, what's cool about this kind of concept that they got going on is that you go back and forth in between the real world and the shadow realm. And so, and there's puzzles that are, you have to do one thing in the shadow realm and then one thing in the real world. And so it plays back and forth with that. So I had a good time with it, with what I did get to play. The only thing I didn't like was the optimization, of course, but really that could have been that it's pre-release that I was playing. And so it could have just been patched and it would have been fine. The other thing is that there was a quest that I went on and I stopped playing because I couldn't find out where the fuck to go. Like, there wasn't an indicator saying, "Hey, over here, dummy." Which I really needed because I ain't got time to search out all those fucking quests and go into every single little dungeon. And maybe that's the point, is they want you to go through every single area and look for what you're supposed to find. But should have been a little bit easier for me. With that being said, it's a pretty good game. I encourage you to check it out, Shadow's Awakening. The other game that I got sent was Mega Aquarium. Guys, have you ever wanted to own your own aquarium business?
You betcha.
Well, do I have the game for you. Before you put your hard-earned money to work in a real-world aquarium, you can try your hand at one in a video game. Set your own prices for entry. Upgrade your tanks. Build the aquarium dream of a lifetime.
Yeah, where do I sign up?
Well, you just go on over to Steam. And you download Mega Aquarium.
Doug, how excited are you for this?
I like sim games. This was a great sim game. It's fun. It's a cheap little game that you could pick up, play. Even a toddler can do it. That's how easy this game is to play.
Nice.
Yeah. So even if you have a kid who likes fishies.
You can release 360 no-scope videos with some dubstep in the background.
With the zooming in really quickly on the fish's face. So that was a lot of fun. I had a good time with both games. Mega Aquarium, nice. You can pick up and stuff and play. I recommend both. Sometimes you don't get a glowing review, but these two games did. How about that?
How about that? Doug, do you have anything to talk about?
I beat Spider-Man.
Cool.
Yay!
I'm close.
And I platinumed it.
What? Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Which
it's
is
a very
crazy.
Easy game to platinum.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's just the only annoying ones that I found were like the fetch quests for like Wi-Fi, where the Wi-Fi would come up and the area would shrink and you're like getting caught in the Wi-Fi signals. You remember that?
Oh, that one fucking sucked with the cell phone towers.
Yes. Yeah.
God damn, that mission sucked. That sucked.
So that one sucks. And I was like, I don't want to play this again.
That's the very last one I did.
Oh man, I still need to get that game.
Yeah, one you day. Do. Oh my God, dude. Like, there's this, close your ears, spoilers, anybody. I'm not trying to spoil it too hard. I won't say what happens, but when you're fighting, what's his name? Scorpion. It reminded me so much of Batman. And I was like, this is so legit. Like, I love this game so much, and I don't want it to end. It's so good. It's so nice. Good. Doug knows what I'm talking about because he's.
I did. And in fact, I think I was streaming to that part and I was like, God damn it. I hate this shit. Like, I hated this part in Batman. I hate this part in this game, too.
I love those parts in Batman. It felt like an entirely different game.
No, I hated it. I hated it so much.
You know what I hate? I hate the fact that I have to do 18 sneaky buy challenges. I'm on another part where I have to sneak by all the guards, and I'm like, guys, I have done this 4 times already. I'm over it. I do not want to sneak again. I want to fly through the air.
So they're like, if you want this trophy, you better be sneaking.
Yeah, those little challenges are interesting. But I did them all. So
nice.
It was fun. Yeah. I fucking love that game. It was so much fun. I can't wait for the DLC. So I can get back to it.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some news here. The Walking Dead studio is closing down. It is closing down. It got hit with some significant layoffs. About 25 employees out of 250 remain. It looks like, but there is some hope. There was an update today that there's news coming out that they may get to finish off the last Walking Dead episodes. And so,
really?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
They may be able to finish that.
Telltale, we should just be a little more specific.
Oh, yeah, I should say the Telltale. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry. My bad. Yeah. My bad.
But, yeah, that was, I hope that they do, because I was kind of like, how do they not have this game finished when you're supposed to be releasing these episodes every month or so? So hopefully they have some sort of like finished version that they can just push the last 2 episodes out.
Yeah.
I'm bummed also because I really loved The Wolf Among Us or whatever, and I really wanted to see season 2, and that bums me the fuck out.
It all came down to sales. I really thought that these games, the way that they released them and they were on every system, I thought they were selling like crazy.
Same.
I thought it was a huge seller, but I guess not. I mean, which really sucks. Really sucks. Mm-hmm. I know that they have a lot of hardcore fans, so hopefully somebody's picking up the developmental development
like
costs, and not just the cost to get the last episodes of The Walking Dead out.
Yeah.
And, so that way everybody can experience and actually have some closure with that game.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Hey,
like even the actress didn't even have closure. She doesn't know the ending.
Hey.
Yo.
neither does anyone else when it comes to the comic books.
Because they're still going,
right? And there's never an ending, so maybe this is better off. Just don't have an ending. Just let it be. Let it go. Doug ruined that fucking series for me. I've said it many times. Remember a few years ago we were talking about The Walking Dead, and we were talking about. I was like, you know, we were both watching the show at the time. I don't know if you still are.
No,
but I stopped a few seasons ago, but you really ruined it for me when we started. I was at your house and we started talking about the books. Cause you, did you have them? You have them, right?
I have books 1 through 9.
And I think I saw them on your shelf, and then you were like, you know, we were talking, you were like, oh, I've got some bad news for you, man. There is no ending.
Apparently Robert Kirkman has through issue 300 planned 300 where he wants to end it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at that time we were at like 120 maybe tops, so it was just like, yeah, but got a lot left, man.
Yeah. And I was like then what's the point? And and Doug was like, no, there is no point. They just survive. Like there's no happy ending. There's no, like, they're not trying to find a cure. It's just survive. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
And that killed it for me right there on the spot.
I thought it was the Very interesting. I don't know. The fact that like the zombies start off as like the main threat and then quickly are not the main threat anymore, mm-hmm. and it becomes about other people. It was very interesting, and mm-hmm. it's very dark, and it's pretty fucked up.
Because at some point, The Walking Dead, I mean, they all just die, right? Because they essentially, because at least watching the series, they all become like they're all nice and meaty when the show first starts. But then as time mm-hmm. goes on, you're starting to see their bones come through. They're a lot thinner.
They're really degrading.
Yeah. So degrading. At some point, do these? At what point do they just stop being zombies and they just are a pile of bones? You know,
surely at some point, and you see a lot of that in the show too, especially in the later seasons, where like this what would have been a bloater at one point, like in that third season or whatever at Herschel's farm that they pull out of the well, that's fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's they look more like the bicycle girl from the first episode, where it's just like a crawling on the ground because most of its body's gone.
Yeah,
and you know. And, again, that's where the threat becomes. It's less about the zombies. Yeah, there's still an issue because there's no cure. So once you die, no matter how you die, you become one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you know, it's a never ending problem in that regard.
Yeah, but it gets a lot better to manage. let's see. Let's get back to gaming with Twitch being blocked in China because nothing is ever good enough for them. So why not? They blocked it. Why did they block it? I didn't even fucking read it. The app getting blocked first, followed by the app's removal from iTunes last month. It doesn't even fucking say. It doesn't even say.
As they probably don't need a reason to block stuff. Yeah. They probably are like, hey, you know what? We can make our own app and it'll be super popular here because it's all we're going to offer. Similar to like Facebook and YouTube.
That's true. Yeah. Could be. But I mean, Even if somebody, China has very strict rules anyways, when it comes to content, like, you could say the word fuck and they're just like, nope, done. It's over. You know, so it could be as simple as that, or as it could be that
no way to monitor exactly what people are watching. So,
this was a pretty cool story. And, Nintendo went out of their way and they granted a wonderful dying patient who's terminally ill the chance to play Smash Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's awesome. About the story earlier in the week, too. It was really sweet.
I saw the pictures and the video from it.
I saw a video earlier this week also where Bethesda
I saw that too.
Let a kid who probably won't make it much longer play Fallout 76.
Yeah,
they delivered it to his house and he got to spend the afternoon playing it with one of the devs, I think. I forget who it is. And then they also got what are they called? Prototype helmets signed by Todd Howard.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that was awesome too.
The only thing that sucks about this one is that they only brought the E3 demo. Come on, the game is pretty much done. Like, y'all couldn't have brought like an updated version for the kid. Y'all had to bring the E3.
The kid been like, where's Luigi?
He's my favorite character.
And they're like, ooh.
But we brought you this. I'm sure he had a good time with it. It really sucks that shit happens and he won't be able to get. That's kind of like the thing where Doug and I have about Star Wars. Please don't let me die before the next Star Wars. Please don't let me die before the next Star Wars. Yeah.
I got to know how it ends, man. I'm going to live in a bubble for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Sony is releasing a new PlayStation, guys. They're jumping on the Nintendo bandwagon, and they're releasing the PlayStation Classic for $100. Hey,
they're jumping on the Sega bandwagon.
Now, Sega never made their own. They had a third-party company.
Third party, but still.
Right. They licensed it.
Still.
It's not still. This is official. Like this is official hardware coming out of Sony, and it's got the official controllers as opposed to the Sega ones that were reproduced. They didn't even have the original controller designs.
Well, no, they had the six controller,
and they were shitty. They were so shitty.
Yeah, that's what the Genesis ones were toward the end.
Stop it! Stop it! They were good. Those Genesis
controllers.
No, those
are the exact same designs.
They were not. I guarantee it. I'll put money on it.
I don't have any money, dude. I'm broke.
Well, so there you go.
Now, you got money.
Broke my ass, motherfucker, spending $69.69 on brunch on Sunday. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, that's why he's broke.
That was again. That's, yeah, exactly.
No, bullshit. If you're broke, you don't spend $69 on brunch.
Yeah.
You go, hey, you want to do brunch? Here's a bowl of fucking cereal.
Hey,
well, that dispels that rumor.
The here's the problem I have with this and why I wouldn't buy it. It only, now I say only, but it's only coming with 20 games, which seems kind of small for the price tag of $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but PlayStation games did not age well. They look like shit.
The polygons don't. Polygons do not age well. Pixels do.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure people are going to buy this up because of the design of the system, and it's going to sit in a box for a collection. But I don't. Nintendo. There's a reason to buy that shit because it's just classic 8-bit, 16-bit. Those graphics will never get old, but this shit, not for me. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and they've only announced, I guess, 5 titles at this point, and the only one that even seems remotely appealing is like Final Fantasy VII, but like, meh. And then what, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, Tekken 3, and Wild Arms. I have heard of 2 of those games.
I've got, I had Tekken 3, and then I had Ridge Racer Type 4 when the system came out.
What's Ridge Racer?
Oh, that was their that was their racing game. Ridge Racer used to be like the quintessential racing game that you had to have.
Yeah,
never heard.
It was the biggest racing game I had ever. So
never heard of it.
Yeah,
it
was, that one, and then like it was basically their answer to Sega's Daytona USA.
Yeah, and it was it was essentially their launch title to show off the graphics of this thing.
Yeah.
And I am on the Daytona games.
Everybody was, minds were blown.
Yeah. Meh. Point being, meh.
Let's see. They are, Sony also announced that PlayStation Now games can be downloaded directly to your system, and it's going to be great, right, guys? No, it's not, because you can only download PS4 and PS2 games. For whatever fucking reason, they were like, PS3 can suck a dick. Go away.
Damn. Doug?
Fair.
So dumb. So dumb. Like, why?
What PS3 game would you want that you couldn't download?
Red Dead.
But you can just go get an Xbox, bro.
That's his answer to it.
Because you can get it and also get 4K with that. So, like, fuck it.
I don't think that I'm not going to pull. I'm not about to pull a Kevin here and spend $500 for a game that came out last gen so I could get 4K for one game.
No, but then you can play, Red Dead Redemption 2 on it also. Mm-hmm. Yes. 4K.
I can play it in 4K just fine. I'm good on the PS4. I'll be all right. I'll be fine.
Who's the Sony fanboy now?
Yeah, but not Red Dead.
Because I own it. I could stream it.
But not Red Dead.
I could stream it.
But not Red Dead.
Why do you just keep saying, but not Red Dead?
Yeah, I know.
But
I could still stream it.
But not Red Dead.
But I can stream it.
No. Uh-uh.
It's available.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You're available.
It's only available to download.
Well, I guess
not in 4K.
That's true. That's very true. I don't know, guys. I don't know if I'm on board.
Well, you gotta fucking play this game soon, man. 2's coming out like in a month.
I may do what you did. I may just fucking watch the YouTube cutscenes and get the whole story and be happy.
Oh, but you got to create the story, my friend.
You got to create the story, man.
The story is what you make of it, Jer.
Yeah, it's so... Start streaming this. Like, there's no...
Start streaming it now.
Nothing for the next week.
I'm going live.
All right.
Maybe even longer. I may... I go back on Wednesday, and I may be out for another 2 to 4 weeks. We'll see.
Oof.
So So
fingers crossed for 4 weeks so you can play Red Dead.
Please. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
It's a fun game. I played it again back in December and it was totally worth playing again. It's such a fucking good game.
You know what they got right with that? Is the snap to enemies. You know, because it's so hard. To, it's so hard to aim.
There's no horse testicles in the first one.
There are bull testicles, though.
How do you know?
Oh, when I played last time, I saw them. I was like, that bull has balls.
You know what I hope?
That bull's got some kind of balls.
You know what
it's
I hope?
Because it's a bull. So
I hope for the next one that they actually make the animation skippable for when you're skinning an animal. There's nothing worse than, like, at the beginning, I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And then after you do it for the 100th time, you're like, can I just not? Can
it's
I just
like
get
splattering
past
the screen.
Can I just get past
it? It's like
this?
The same, like four lines of dialogue every time. Like, ooh, you stink.
Yeah. If you don't want to look at it, you still hear the horrible sounds. Yeah.
What'd you eat for lunch?
Yeah.
No, what you been eating? That's what he says.
Blizzard has a problem with your third-party stat apps, guys. Whatever you're using to get an advantage, it's going away. Goodbye. there's a company out there called Visor, and they provided some really great data. They used AI to analyze your gameplay in real time and offer instant feedback when you're playing, like how quickly your team is dying. And when is the best time to hit your ultimate based on where the team is pushing? So it really taught you how to be competitive and like, where's the right spots to be? Like how can you play this character the best? Well, Blizzard doesn't like it because it gives people a competitive advantage instead of learning themselves. And it didn't.
Is that true though? Like one, didn't we talk about this, that like a software like that like a couple weeks ago? Because I feel like we just talked about this, the fact that the software existed. And two, like, you don't just go to a baseball game and learn how to play baseball like on your own. There's reason, or football or whatever. Yeah. Like, you have like a coach. So like, how is this not similar to, right. I guess, because it's not a person, but at the same time, like, you need something to let you know how to get better. Football players review film. Like, there's
also real time in football and in every sport. Now they're hooked up with CPUs that are built into the ball, into the helmets, into the shoulder pads. Like, they have all this data getting shot out and back to see how we can improve and how we, you know, if your swing is terrible, like it's just if all it's doing is coaching you and it's not like allowing you to, it's if it's not cheating, I don't see how this is a bad thing.
I guess I can see where you like you can't. Unless
Blizzard's thinking about coming out with their own version of it.
Well, yeah, there's that, right? But also, like, I can see where you don't allow it for when people are playing competitively. But if you're just playing, you know, like a league or something, if you're not playing in a league, I guess, or whatever. Like, if you're just playing against friends and stuff, fuck that. Like, if I'm practicing or whatever, I should be able to run that. Because again, think about like the you know, we're watching the Apple presentation a couple weeks ago where they showed that basketball app that like showed real time feedback for how the person was shooting and stuff.
And when to release the ball.
Yeah. When to release. And like, it showed like their, like in real time, like the arc of the ball, the speed, like, and all that. And like how many times they were hitting like per where they were on the court and stuff. Like, could you imagine if like the NBA was like, no one gets to use that app. Because if you use that app, it gives you a player advantage. Like, no, they wouldn't. It's helping the, no, like if you're not using it, you're a fucking idiot.
This was the statement. This is a statement they put out. To provide more clarity, any third-party application that impedes on the competitive integrity of Overwatch is not allowed. For example, a third-party application that offers users information such as enemy position, enemy health, enemy ability or usage, or ultimate readiness creates an uneven playing field for either player on the map. I'm sorry, but this doesn't show like the enemy shit.
I was going to say, if it did show that stuff, I can understand why it's banned. But like you said, it doesn't show that.
If this is just for your own, like your own team and everything, then it's stupid. So yeah, they, I guess the company behind Vision is going to fight this. They've already put out a statement, and they don't like
Visor.
Yeah, or sorry, Visor. What did I say? Vision.
He said Vision.
Vision is also going to be coming out of Marvel's woodwork to to help Visor. Yeah, Visors looks like they're gonna stand behind their product, and I hope they win, because I think that's bullshit. I don't like what Blizzard's doing with that. So. Mm-hmm. And Spider-Man, or as I guess what
Spoderman,
I you know his real name's Spiderman, but I guess people have come to call him Spider-Man over the years.
Oh, boo, Dad.
Well, it's now Sony's fastest selling first party title of all time.
Yeah, good for them.
It sold 3.3 million units in the first 3 days. Bah. Some people
worth it.
Some people hope to get that in the first 3 years of their game on multiple systems.
Worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it. It's such you need listen, if you're talking about buying a system just for one game, this is it.
That's Xbox Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. if you're talking about one system, but if you're talking about two.
Yeah. If you're on the fence.
PS4, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And then if you want to, Xbox One X for Red Dead.
Right. It's their only exclusive.
You sound
this year.
So sad about that, Doug.
Because it's literally the only reason to get it.
Yeah.
There I mean, no all their exclusives are on PC and stuff, so if you have a PC, fuck it.
Yep.
But Red Dead's not. And, yeah. I mean, I'll end up getting it for Xbox, Red Dead 2. But, it's, you know,
complicated. I'm going to be, I look forward to seeing the side-by-sides comparison of both the PS4 and the Xbox One.
And the one benefit of the PS4 getting it is they're going to get exclusive content first, I believe.
The PS4 will, yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's what I'm hoping. I hope personally that this game looks absolutely stunning and blows the PS4 out of the water on the Xbox One X, because everybody is gunning for that. Everyone's like, oh man, it's gonna look so much better. That's what I hope for. What I'm ready to just laugh my ass off at is if they both look the same, you can barely tell the difference, and then I get to rub that in Mike's face. Because he keeps using that as his argument why Xbox is better than the PS4. It's his only argument.
He's an Xbox dude.
He is. And that's fine. I don't get into that, you know, whatever system you have. The only time I get into those arguments.
Oh, yeah, Mr. PC Master Race over here.
It's coming on PC. The only reason why I give Mike shit for that is because when you start the war over something very like, if you can't recognize the advantages of another system or give it props or like just even recognize and be like, yeah, it's a great system, like it has a lot of advantages as well, that's when I take I'm just like, all right man, you're being fucking ridiculous, like you have to see that's the only reason why you own this system. Anywho, I digress. Mike, I love you, but PC is better, and it is coming to PC.
Yeah, also, you've got to lay off the horse testicles, man.
Oh, God. We're going to have a GIF war tonight in the Telegram.
Let's see. Valve is... Oh, God, Valve. Talking about PC Master Race here. Valve is going to start moderating its comments on Steam.
Good.
No, not good.
So many shit posters.
No, not good. And I tell you why.
Oh, here we go.
Mike just shut up in the chat. Sorry.
Deb probably yelled at him from the kitchen. They're doing it. They're talking about you.
They're talking. You better go support your Xbox.
I'm just kidding, Mike. Mike, you know I love you. Hit me up in my DM. I'll give you a treat. Horseball. He just yells out horseball physics.
Horseball physics, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
The problem here I have with Valve is the fact that they claim that they don't have a large staff, and hopefully they've hired people to do this.
They can't afford to.
They can't. Yeah, they can't afford it. They're so strung up. You know, they're just working on just pennies. Valve can't even complete a fucking game anymore, much less get back to you when you have an issue. So if you have a, you know, they're just like, hey, It takes them a year to get back to you via like an email if you are having a technical issue. Now they're going to start moderating the comment section as well. I hope that they're hiring a team of people. You know what? They probably won't. They'll probably just like be like, hey, does anyone want to be a moderator on our comments? It's sort of, you know, we'll give you some Steam bucks every once in a while. It's a free.
Yeah, we're looking for interns.
Yeah, we want interns for this. That's what
unpaid internship. Unpaid.
Isn't that every internship?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah.
My wife got paid for her internship.
Go on.
It was, yeah, she worked at Michael's as a buyer for her internship.
Like a secret shopper?
No, a buyer.
Oh, you mean like buying products?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Buying products and getting them sent to the store and shit. So.
Yeah.
But that's that with Steam. I don't know. I'm over Valve. I'm not buying another game from them ever again.
Yeah.
And I only say that because they won't release another game. Like if they make another game, of course I'm buying it. But
I think the next one's supposed to be like a card game or something.
Yeah, I'm not
trying to compete with Hearthstone. Yeah.
Anyways, that's this week's show.
What? Dang. Really? Already?
We did it.
But that means I won't get to talk to you guys for like another 8 days.
Nah.
Less than that.
Yeah, for sure.
7?
Less than that.
6?
Yeah.
Yeah. Settle at 6.
It's called Artifact, by the way. Artifact.
For the thing that we're working on that we can't tell anybody.
Oh, that thing you do.
It's the you know, because we're recording reviews for the...
Oh, shit. Does that start next week?
What? Yeah, it starts next week.
Yeah.
8-bit
Horror Fest. Holy shit. We can talk about it.
Hey, thanks for making it to the end of the show. Be sure to check out 8-Bit Horror Fest starting next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
We are so fucking unprepared sometimes.
We're still
unprepared. Get a t-shirt. Go buy it tonight. It's showing up on the store.
No, it's not.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Oh. Buy soon. Buy the.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tuesday. All right, it'll show up Wednesday.
October 1st.
We could for the time being like re-release old shirts. So they could order an older 8-bit Horror Fest shirt.
We could do that, but then would they be, you know, people have them hanging in their closets or they have them on display in soft boxes or what are they called? Shadow boxes, and they're just like, this will never get re-released. And then we re-release it and then they fucking smash it to pieces because they're just
we're
like
Disney. We're gonna open the vault.
Yeah.
We'll talk
for this
about
weekend
it.
Only.
If they talk me into it, we'll re-release the first 2 years of shirts.
Who's
I need shirts again.
Everyone, DM Jeremy.
My first year shirt is just it's not even recognizable anymore.
Yeah, it's mine's starting to fade now too.
Yeah.
This year's shirt's going to be pretty dope. It's very different than previous year's shirts.
Yes. Because
it's a complete custom design.
Can confirm.
So
have seen.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, we're excited to share it with you guys, though. Hopefully soon.
8-Bit Horror Fest. Coming soon. That is the show, ladies and gents. I hope that you enjoyed it. Things really slowed down here. The energy just died.
Yeah, I just got real tired.
Did you get your coffee tonight, buddy?
I did.
What?
Drink a little bit more.
I've also got this giant thing of tea here, too.
Eat a gobstopper.
My.
Eat a gobstopper right in front of us.
Can't eat just one.
Do you suck on them or can you chew them? Do you just chew
them? I just crunch down those things.
Motherfuck, that's my man.
Oh, that hurt my tooth just
the way I do it.
All
right, that's the show. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs. And all that bullshit. Yeah, baby.
Hmm.